Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Pardon my froggy voice today. I have a little bit of a cold, I guess. Anyway, welcome to Asadhu Shares. I'm Elizabeth Sadhu. And anyway, let me go ahead and just immediately start with the chant, and then we'll see where we're supposed to go from there. Namo Guru Dev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And as soon as I started saying that, I could see the angels, my guide, and my guides of the beings, shaking their pom poms and saying, "We're sprinkling sparkly love dust all over everyone, all of you." So anyway, it's interesting. Just yesterday, I started having this feeling of like, "Gosh, am I getting sick?" And just sitting with that a little bit and just taking it a little bit easy. And it's interesting. Kind of have a little bit of a cough and just feel a little achy. And I'm actually taking off today to go do some a 4-day pet sitting job with a couple of dogs who I adore. And I just was getting this really strong message that I was just supposed to just really chill, you know, be with the dogs, take them on their good walk, and then just not do much else, like really just have some nice quiet time and not get into this frantic mode. My main soul type is a can-do, and it is so easy for me to do. I have mastered the art of doing, and I'm still working on the art of being. It's so much better than it was, in other words, that I'm bad or, you know, trying to say I'm better than this or I'm better if I do this or not do this or whatever. That's not what this is about. This is about learning how to just be in my whole self, be with myself, absolutely loving myself exactly as I am, all the parts of me, including my poochy tummy, including my complexion that gets seems to show everything, my bumps and spots and things, you know, all those parts of us that we don't always accept. We think we're fully loving ourselves, and then at least this is what I do. I'll think I'm there, and then I'll, you know, look at my funky toenails, and I'll feel ashamed, or I'll feel embarrassed, or whatever. And that's not it, you know. That's not complete and total self-love. So anyway, the being thing is really fun. I think I've spent my whole life thinking I have to do, and I'm really good at it. Oh my gosh, I'm so fast at getting things done, and I'm so I'm really good at figuring out how to be very efficient. In all the jobs I had, I was really good at organizing and getting things very efficiently set up. And I always kind of thought, okay, I'm going to have it be ready, you know, in case I get hit by a bus or something, which, of course, I knew that was not going to happen. But, you know, you get the point of it, you know, that it was all set up for anyone who could come behind and make it be, you know, really easy for the next person, which is kind of interesting. If I think about how many times I've been laid off, and my last job, I was fired. So, okay. So that's interesting to ponder. Like, I put myself out. I mean, it wasn't hard for me, but it was a natural thing for me to create systems, efficiencies. And I really was always thinking for the next person. So I don't know. You could call it selfless service, I guess. At least that's what when I was a regular Sikh, that's what we always called it, seva. Anyway, I'm not sure why I'm going down that path, but that's okay. It's all good. It's all soul flow. Anyway, I am really looking forward to just being in the next few days. And I understand, I totally get it, that sometimes the universe will give me a little illness that just says, you just need to rest. And I know, you know, I'll have a lovely time. I keep having this image of hugging Lucy, who I don't get to see as much. She's a, both the dogs are golden retriever poodle mixes, and Penny, the little one, is a part mini poodle, and I actually get to see her a couple times a week because I walk her twice a week, and she's a doll. She's a little over one and stubborn and fun and just adorable. Love her. And the other one I don't get to see as much. They're connected through the owners. And the older, the other one is a little pinch older, maybe a year older, and she looks like a standard black poodle, and she's also part golden retriever and poodle, and she's a little more well-behaved, but just both, just sweetest, sweetest, wonderful dogs, very fun, and they're good buddies, so it's going to be a really lovely time, and you know, it's like being away from home, kind of that no pressure to feel like I have to cook or do anything. In fact, my husband got me stuff so I can just make sandwiches for myself. I'm really kind of looking forward to it. And even though I'm going somewhere where I know a lot of people, I'm just really kind of getting that I'm supposed to just kind of chill. So anyway, that's all good. Interesting and very cool thing happened this week. Or I should say a couple days ago. So I know I've talked about my family a little bit, and I kind of feel like I raised myself and without getting into it. I've had a kind of an on-again, off-again relationship with my mom. But in the last few years, it's like we're kind of getting to know each other and establish a new kind of relationship, you know. And so anytime I'd ever talk to her or we'd talked a little bit about my childhood, she just would go into this major guilt and feel horrible and, oh, my God, I was such a horrible mother and blah, blah, all this bunch of stuff. So it's like, okay, whatever, Mom, I forgive you. So a few days ago, we were there at her house and working on, we kind of like to help her clean her garage, and we were working on, we keep some stuff there, working on the pile, getting rid of things. And she and I were chatting, and somehow, I don't know how it started, but we talked a little bit about my childhood, and she looks at me, and she says to me, I don't know how you made it. And I'm going to get a little choked up here. I said to her, I don't know how I made it either, but I worked hard to get to where I am. But the beauty of that, and it really was a beautiful moment, was that she really got it, and she didn't go into her guilt. She didn't make it about her. It was really, really sublimely spectacular, let me tell you. And so I called her yesterday to thank her. I said, Mom, I just want to give you some appreciation, and thank you for really getting it and not making it about you. And she was very moved by that, and I got full choked up too. But wow, I mean, this feels like a miracle to me to have that. You know, it's like, you know, it's Mother's Day in a few days, and in the past, I have not always known what to write on the Mother's Day card, you know, it was challenging. And this year I wrote on the Mother's Day card, I'm so happy that we're becoming friends. And it's true. We're having some really amazing, lovely moments. We're laughing. My mom is developing a sense of humor. It's a little funny to think me with my wacko sense of humor where I find everything funny. And then here I have this mom who was having, like, I don't know if she ever had a sense of humor, but, you know, I get it. And, you know, my mom and I even, we talked a little bit on the phone just briefly about how we know you, as a mom or a parent, you just do the best you can. And that's all you can do. And it's so hard to not beat yourself up. I still have things that I wish I hadn't done or had done better as a mom, but you know what? I look at my two grown-up amazing children, my best friend son and my best friend daughter. I'm sorry, I guess I'm a little weepy today, but they are just the most amazing and lovely humans on the face of the planet. Forgive my tears, but they are. They're just so miraculous. And I just feel so blessed to have them in my life. And I know that whatever I did, it was all okay because they're amazing. And they contribute so much to the world. And I guess the other thing, even though my husband is so funny, he always jokes about how you're stuck with me. I don't know why, how you can be stuck in such a horrible with such a horrible person, you know. And he's joking. You know, I know that, but he just cracks me up. And I just feel so blessed to have him as my husband. And we celebrated 24 years of being together in March. And anyway, I guess I'm having what I call wallowing in gratitude day. Oh, wallowing in a few tears, too, I suppose. Anyway, just having some profound healing here, and really just feel so blessed in my life, and I really have a wonderful life. And anyway, oh my gosh, okay. I know, of course, I see there's just a little over 3 minutes left. We'll see if anyone listens to this one. But anyway, I don't know. Somehow it's just sharing the gratitude with you all. Let's see if the angels have something specific about all of this. They're saying that, you know, it's kind of like, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up, because things can come out in a way that you just don't expect it. Like with my relationship with my mom, I never expected this. I seriously didn't. But I hung in there. I mean, I even had a time where I would not talk or see my mother. That was about 3 years. That was over 20 years ago, probably over 25 years ago. But it was really an internal message that was very important for me. And I realized that I spent a lot of time worrying about my mom and thinking I had to take care of her. So it was very vital for my healing process to cut the ties. Oh, the angels are showing me the huge scissors again. They're very fond of these huge scissors. If you need help, you know, cutting ties or cutting old habits or cutting out just whatever it might be, imagine a pair of huge scissors and cut as needed. Anyway, they're also showing me control X on the computer, okay, which is cut. So anyway, I think I'd like to share a last chant. We have only a little over a minute left, and this is for a neutral mind, kind of a non-attachment. So it's like, feel hope for outcome and be not attached to what you think is the right outcome that will come. Asankanav, asankatav, agam agam asankalo, asanka kehesir barahoy, akri nam akri salah, akri gyanagit gunga, akri likana bolana man, akara sirisan yogavikan, jine like tisiranai, jifiramai tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, vinna ve nahi kotao, kurata kavan paha vichar, varyana java ekavar, jautu dbhave saibalikar, tu sadasala mata nirankar. So I hope you all have a fabulous, fabulous day. If you're able to listen to this later, or if you're listening now, I am so delighted to be here with you all and share. Somehow I'm kind of an open book. You know, I like to share who I am and my healing process, and I believe that this can be very powerful for all of us. So anyway, many blessings. and I'll see you next week.